Okay, we're in Reish Samach Beis. We're up to Siv Gimel, which is an easy enough Sif, unless you think about it. So let's not think about it and just read the words. Always easier. Adragonis, umishiesh le shtei arlois, v'yaitzei daifin, nimaylon lishmaina. An adragonis, someone is born with both male and female organs. Umishiesh le shtei arlois. Rashi in the Gemara says, Mishiesh le shtei arlois, the Rashi is quoted in Shach Vav, Ze al ze, v'yesh emrim beis gidin. Either one gid with two layers of arla, or beis gidin. Okay, you're right. Give me a minute. You're right. V'yaitze daifin and a cesarean birth, nimaylam lishmaina. The chiddush in these three pashtus is that even though the mila is not teicha Shabbos, and I'll explain why in a minute, that nevertheless it has a din of shmaina, it has a din of a mila, dafka on the eighth day. I remember once Ramesha Nashir read this list. He said, "Andragonis misha shteyarlas." He said, "Misha shteyar shteyarlas." He said, "It doesn't exist bisman hazeh." That's what he said, that someone's born with two gid. So I remember it struck me that, oh, an androgynous is common, exists today. And later I found out that it does exist. There are children that are born, lo yaleinu, with the outer sign, that area of a nekeva, but with a small aver inside that area. Now, it may come in different forms, but that's the form that's come to my attention. And as you know, it's a very difficult situation. As a from yid, it's a difficult situation. Today, they do surgery to correct it. They usually choose the gender of the child based on the chromosomes. What the chromosome reading says the child is, whether that has any halachic significance is highly debatable, almost certainly doesn't have halachic significance. And androgynous, as you know, has to keep the chumris of both, of a male and a female, which makes designating the child very difficult. Typically, he remains an androgynous. Androgynous, Chazal say an androgynous can't have children. I think it is that way physically most of the time. And the most common practice is to change a child into a female, which in society is for whatever reason the easier way, and halachically creates a tremendous nisayon for the child to walk around as a female and have to put on tefillin secretly and keep
mechubra.
So all right. Now I have no idea what the statistics are. Now here, there is a certain amount of discussion regarding being Deicha Shabbos. As I told you, in most Paiskim Hall, the Beis Yosef says, and the Shulchan Aruch later, and Reish Samach Vav, that it's not Deicha Shabbos. However, the Gross, if cut in Zion, despite the fact that the Gemara says it's not Deicha Shabbos, the Gross, if cut in Zion, comments on it as follows. Androgynous Shabbos Kuflam and Hayam and Beis. Gemara says Ein Ivaha Haba Hatalia. The Gemara says Haba Hatalia that Nima Lishmaina and Deicha Shabbos should be totally one and the other. Then the Gemara says Kitanoi. So the Gemara attaches it to a Machlekes Tanoi because of a Rosh. The Bahagnis Stape Keman Halacha. We're not sure. No, theoretically, if it's Nima Lishmaina, it's Deicha Shabbos. If it's not Nima Lishmaina, it's not Deicha Shabbos. But since we're misupik, hilkach nivol shmaina ve'im achal nolavis haShabbos. Because the Bishayisim who adin landragonis. The Gemara is talking about shtei arlis, and he says who adin landragonis. So this is the Rosh and the Bishayisim. The Gra says devarim temuim. The Gra disagrees in learning the Gemara. The landragonis l'kuli alma nivol shmaina. The leka lameima behaba atalia. The mashe'im achal haShabbos mishum sveika. Avalishmaina vadai shema zachu. See, Tain is that Androgynous is different than the others. Because an androgynous is a suffix deraisa if we treat him as a zachar in the keva. So it's got to be mila on the eighth day if it's a weekday. Suffix deraisa l'chumri, you do mila on the eighth day. But legabe adecha Shabbos, we go l'chumri the reverse. Avloshvayna vazei shem ezachuv. So he was also saying that it's not adecha Shabbos. So he's saying it's not Echav Shabbos. So Efshalah Devei Taisis Farash. Say Perachas the Yavam is the Sviel Duhu Zachar Vaday Kosov Kane. I'm sorry, there's something wrong. He's saying it's not Echav Shabbos again.
I think
it's hard to read this.
On the
Uhud,
on androgynous, like you're making androgynous.
Androgynous is a Mechalas Shabbos because it's a Sufik. How we paskin Drav Tamur, it's called Nimal Shemayna. You know, so he's only arguing along this. He says it's not Toli Kitanoi. You say it's Toli Kitanoi. It's not Toli Kitanoi. It's a regular Safi Tairai. So he also holds it's not Teche Shabbos. He also holds it's not Teche Shabbos. So what's the Chiddush of Yoshmein? And you asked about Shtei Arlas. So the Chiddush is the following. Really, in Svara, there's no Chiddush Nimal Shmeina. It's a Safi Tairai. Shtei Arlas. So whichever Arlas is the real Arla, it's certainly Teche Shabbos. The answer is. Well, you have two Arlas. Either one's the real Arla, whatever real Arla means.
What?
So the Gemara says, the Gemara appears to be making a drasha. The Gemara says, Arlasai, Arlasai vaday deches Shabbos, vein Arla safik deches Shabbos. As many of you know, there are three or four places in Shas where the Gemara darshan, like Mamzer, Mamzer vaday, below Mamzer safik. Then a mamzer safik is mutter min ha-taira. Or the Gemara says it by Meiser, by Meiser Behema. Asiri Vadai, right in the sugya of in the beginning of the first paragraph of Mitzia that we learn in Yeshiva, Tokfei Kayin, we have Asiri Vadai, v'lei Asiri safik. So there are a number of places in the Torah where the Torah darshins an extra word in the Torah to tell us that even though normally a safik deraisa were machmir, but an arla. Only Allah say vaday, and lo Allah say safik. Like a mamzer safik is vaday mutter. The Torah said mamzer vaday. What?
So what's the chiddush of
if it's not haba atalia, it says no chiddush. It's a regular safik deraisa. But it's a pasik. Allah say vaday, v'lo Allah say safik. On a weekday. No. Allah say vaday is. He's talking about the regular. The Chiddush is because the Gemara says only an Orla Vadai is Nimal Shmaina. An Orla Suffolk is not.
Forget Vadai Suffolk. When are you Malay? I mean,
the fifth day, the sixth day, the third day, whatever you want. You can marry any day. If Orla say Vadai is Nimal Shmaina, in Eved Katni, you mal any day you want. You mal as soon as he's well enough. Right?
You're waiting until the eighth day.
Yeah, there's no mitzvah of the eighth day. It's I guess, whenever you want to do it.
But you don't know which one of the Arlas.
The same thing, we have two Arlas. You don't know which one. So again, your kash is good. If you have two Arlas, on a weekday, the eighth day should be Pasha, you do it the eighth day. Right? Because one of them is the real Arla, you should do it the eighth day. The answer is the Gemara has this svara that Arlasay Gzeres Hakasa is not a svara. Arlasay Vaday Nimal Lishmaina. Suffolk Arla doesn't have a din of Shmaina. If you hold up a Talia, it's not. If you have two, one is so to speak the real Arla, right. And what is that? I don't know how you know one is real and one is not. But isn't that a suffolk? If you have a mamzer, two babies got confused which baby is which. It's a mamzer and a suffolk.
No, in Arla, that'd be Arla. So if you just went underneath, you just took the whole thing. What would be the problem?
You cut it both of what shot you need. Two Arlas. You have to ask a male. I don't know. Okay, this is. And Dragonis, you won't make a bracha. If it's a sub, you can't make a bracha. Okay, yes.
Is this a problem
with
the Shabbos and the Shabbos with a bracha?
Yes, that's what I was just saying. You would make it without a bracha. If you have two Arlas and you're going to do one after the other and you know one is real, we presume, then the Nachinami, they make a bracha. The Chiddush by Yitzhak Daifer is not Allah Sevadai. Yaitza Daifin with a mayit, whenever it says a lashon leida, with a mayit, not normally. Right. Yeah, Yaitza Mishan have it in Shemayna. Every day is the same. Every day is the same. Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful shtickle. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Aris has a very beautiful klolish dika shtickle on the mitzvah satayra. It's a shkofa piece. He says all mitzvah satayra presume that things are normal. There's a value in the Torah called normalcy. He says if you do things in a not normal way, the Torah is not talking about you. If you do melacha on Shabbos with a shinoi, in a Torah you can do every melacha you want with a shinoi. A biyashalai kedarka, even Znos, a biyashalai kedarka, without a ribuy apasik, a biyashalai kedarka is not a biya. And the same thing is true, achila shalai kedarka, yitrefis, whatever is defined as achila shalai kedarka, it's not deraisa. Anything that's not in the normal way, the Torah doesn't talk about. The Torah has a value of things being done in a normal way. A yaitza daifin is not a normal birth. And when the Torah says leida, in numerous places, a yaitza daifin is excluded from you know that there's no pinyin aben? No pinyin aben? There should be no bris at all. There should be no bris at all. There's no pinyin aben at all. Why is there a bris at all? Can do a bris without a brach. There's nothing wrong. Just not a Shabbos. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to where we are, the halacha lemaisa is, and Adragas is Nima Lishmaina, and the whole machlekes to grow on the Bahag here is only what the suffix is. Adragas says the lomdis is Shaila, just a suffix. Adragas is a suffix. The Bahag learns that it's a suffix. We paskin like it, Hanoi, so it's a suffix in halacha. So here I just have to share with you, there's a beautiful Nesivus, Nechavis Das, in his Agdomet Simin Kofiur in Yerodea. The Rishonim ask on the Rambam, as you know, the Rambam holds Safi Teraisa Lakula. The Rambam holds that Minah Torah Safi Teraisa Lakula, and that what we know, Safi Lachumra, is a Drabonim. Drabonim Sebi Machbron Teraisis. The Rambam holds Safi Teraisa Lakula Minah Torah. Kemar, all the Rishonim disagree. In Yeshiva, we say all the Rishonim disagree. Ravad Yosef has a tshuva in which he collects that the Rambam is not a Das Yachid. He says that many Rishonim hold like the Rambam. Rashi and Gemara seems to hold like the Rambam. And Nafka Mina is by Safik Agunis. By Agunis, sometimes we're Oymir Al Din Taira. The Ravad Yosef has tshuvas about Svek Sveika by an Aguna. He has tshuva specifically. It was written about a plane that was shot down, an Israeli Air Force plane that was shot down over the Mediterranean, and the body of the pilot was never recovered. His matir the aguna based on Svek Seika, the suffik if he died in the plane or he ejected, and even if he ejected, he may have died in the sea. Makes a Svek Seika. When we learn Ksubis, the Pneishua and Daftesin, the sugi of Svek Seika, right? Gedolei Poiske Sfarad hold that by aguna was samech on Svek Seika. And Yeshua, of course, disagrees. But Yosef wants to show that the Rambam Shita, the Sofer Deraisa Min HaTorah Lekula, is Das Roi Rishonim, and being Sofer by Svek Sveika is Lekuliyam Lamaisa. The Kasha on the Rambam is, how could the Rambam say Sofer Deraisa Min HaTorah Lekula? Why do I need a Pasik? Mam Zavadai, Veloi Mam Zasafik, Asiri Vadai, Veloi Asiri Safik. The Gemara brings Psukim, Gzeres HaKosah. By Mamzer, that the Torah only asks in a Mamzer Vadeh, not a Mamzer Safik. If I say everywhere else, a Safik is also Aser.
So that the Rabbanon shouldn't come in from the Iker. The Rabbanon can't come in from the Iker.
There's no Gzeres HaKosah, the Rabbanon shouldn't be Iker. No. So this is it's a very Shvera Kasha on the Rambam. This is a second Kasha on the Rambam from a Sugis HaGemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says the Safik Deraisa is L'chumra, and that's the second known kasha on the Rambam. The Nesivus has such a geshmak eteres, listen to what he says. He says the Rambam learns that the Torah talks in absolute terms. If the Torah says Esrig, it's an Esrig Vadai. If the Torah says Nevela, it's a Nevela Vadai. The taich of the Torah, when it says a word, is that it's that way with certainty. The Baruch Shalom knows that human beings have sveikus. Baruch Shalom doesn't have sveikus. He knows we have sveikus. When the Torah says any word in the Torah, it means bevados. He says that when the Gemara says mamzer vadai veloi mamzer safik, or Allah say vadai veloi say safik, it's not a drasha from an extra word. It's the way we teach kol haTorah kula. We always teach the Torah that when it says don't eat nevela, it means vadai nevela. Basa b'cholav, it's vadai basa b'cholav. Safik basa b'cholav is mutter min haTorah. Big nafkamina. So nafkamina is that the Rambam holding some derisim in haTorah lekula is only by aloi saseh. Let's say you have a mitzvah saseh. Torah says take an esrig. So the Torah is saying take a vadai esrig. If you have a safik esrig, you're not yaitzah. Now you might think, no, the Rambam says safik derisim lekula. A safik esrig is good. The Sefer says, no, it's not that way. He says, if you look in the Rambam is only talking about Isurim. By Isurim, it's a Vadai Veloy Safik. I mean, this Vadai Veloy, this Safik. By things that are not like Nevela, only a Nevela Vadai Veloy, Nevela Safik. By Amitzah Saseh, he says not. You see, that's the way it says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. When you're talking about Amitzah Saseh, there the Gemara is talking when they came to Eretz Yisrael, how were they makriv the Omer? They didn't know if the Omer was Bosh Lish B'Yad Yisrael, Loi Bosh Lish B'Yad Yisrael, how could they be makriv it? So it's a Gemara ends up Kimlahu. They knew. So the kasha on the Rambam is, why Kimlahu? It's enough, it's a Safik, you can be makriv. He says, no, a carbon has to be a Vadai, a carbon of that year. It has to be a Vadai carbon of that time. And therefore, it's a very geshmak of shot in the Rambam. He answers, he makes a list of three or four kashas on the Rambam. He answers them all. The only one that seems to be left hanging is B'yom HaShmini Imal Besar Or Losai. B'yom HaShmini Imal Besar Or Losai is Mitzvah Saseh. Or Losai Vadai V'loi Or Losai Safik. So what should be now? A Safik Orla should be what? Should not have a mitzvah at all. It's a Kula in the mitzvah. Or Losai Vadai is Deich HaShabbos. No, it's a character. If you hold Safik Min HaTorah L'Kula, no, it works good in Or Losai. Even though here it's an Asay, all the other Pesukim Alois is saying, Mamzer. He had less to say a Shabbos. Okay. Or neglecting to do the Milah. Okay. Anyway, it's a very geshmak, so it does work. Allah say it should work. I was thinking Allah say is an asay. How does it work? But it works. It fits in. So you do the bris. The Ramos, you don't do anything with Safik. The Torah speaks in absolute terms. It should be, you don't have to do the bris at all. That's what it should be. According to his beer in the Rambam. You know, Pump doesn't talk about Allah say. He talks about Mamzer, even explains the Gemara of Asiri. It's very beautiful. In the back of Yeridaya, there's a base of Safik. Where the Chavos Das, the Sivis has an Arichus on Dine Svek Sveika, and he says this rule. Okay, let's go to Sif Dalit. Sif Dalit is the most common Shaila in Hilchus Brismila, at least it comes to Rabbanim. Moyalim have a lot of other Shailas, but here, Noilad Bein Hashmashes. And everyone's favorite. You had a baby, when was he born? Right? You're in the delivery room, you got to look at the clock. You cannot trust the nurse to get it to the minute because they have no incentive to get it exactly to the minute. You know, they write down what minute the baby was born. So they're not makpid to the minute like halacha is. When a baby is born, the bris is on the eighth day. Noilad bein hashmashes, if he's born, we'll see now. Noilad bein hashmashes, the baby is born bein hashmashes. Moinin loy me halayla, we're machmir. We want to make sure it's the eighth day. So if it's not sure, if it's, let's say, a baby's on a Monday or Tuesday, we count 8 days from Tuesday. V'nima l'chish or suffix shmini. Gemila is on, it's a funny lashon, chish or suffix shmini. He means suffix chish, suffix shmini. On the suffix ninth or eighth day. V'mhaitzi roisha chutz l'praiz dar mibayid yayim. If his head came out of the womb, that defines later. Oi, Sheshamu oisai baicha, or you heard the baby cry. Afilu noilad achar kama yamin. Even if he's born many days later, tough labor. Meinin loiches yamin yam shiatzaraishai, oi miyam sheshamu oisai baicha. Now this we understand. The baby can't cry until it breathes. A baby doesn't breathe when he's in the mother's womb. So crying is an indication that the baby was born. And then we count 8 days.
Come out days later. And live.
Zokta Ramah, if you have a kasha, you have a kasha on the Ramah. Listen to this Ramah. V'yeshoimrim davka b'stam. Avol, im imay oimeres tatinik hayimunach bebitna kamay b'shar pa'amim. If the mother insists that the baby felt normal, and she says, I wasn't in labor. Even though they heard the baby crying, we believe the mother, and we count from the day of birth. Even though it's certainly not common that the baby cries in the mother's womb. Now we don't understand this metzius, what this means, how a baby in the mother's womb could possibly cry. The baby would drown if the baby was breathing in the mother's womb. So the baby wouldn't drown; he'd still get his oxygen through the blood, but the lungs would be full of liquid. So we don't understand this metzius, and nobody ever asked me the shaila. Although Rabbi Yehuda has a shaila, famous shaila with. There are women who don't have labor pains. It's true. It's true. They're lamayla from the klala of chava. But the but the ikur here is the mechaber. Safik bein hashmashes. Now, as you know, today bein hashmashes, for practical reasons, has become a very long period of time. The reason is this: in the Gemara, bein hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil, which we take on to be 13.5 minutes. So Ben HaShemash is the maximum. There's much like in the Gemara how long Ben HaShemash is, but the maximum is 13.5 minutes. Now that means, now here, I don't know why people get so confused. It's very simple. There are two shittas in Halacha. The Gra, the Gaidim, that when the sun sets, when the ball of the sun disappears over the horizon, is called Shkia, Tchila Shkia, and at that point Ben HaShemash begins. For when the ball of the sun disappears for 13.5 minutes, is Bein HaShemashes. After 13.5 minutes, is Vadei Laila, like the Gra Shita, 13.5 minutes. After Shki, you can do Malacha, but sorry, Shabbos. That's what the Gra holds.
Any country?
We'll get to that. Let's go in order. Like Rabbeinu Tam, the Zman is Arba Milin, which is 72 minutes. But 72 minutes is Vadai Laila, like Rabbeinu Tam, what we call Tzeisa Kechavim. 13.5 minutes earlier, till the 72, from 58.5 minutes to 72 minutes, is Bein HaShemashes. So it turns out, basically, what you have is sunset, Tzeisa Kechavim, 72 minutes later. If you draw a bar graph, you have on each side of this bar, 13.5 minutes, like the Graz Bein HaShemashes, 13.5 minutes, and in between you have 47 minutes, which is Vadai Laila like the Gra, and Vadai Yom like Rabbeinu Tam. Like the Gra, 13.5 minutes after. Yeah, if you want, we'll talk about it soon, but that's the Shita Sagra. Now, the Paiskim talk about the fact that the observable fact on which the Gra is based is the setting of the ball of the sun. It's easy. It's the same. It's sunset. It could be a New York sunset is one time, and in Paris it's a different time. But you look at your calendar, you can see when the sunset is. The 72 minutes man of Tzeisa Kechavim, the Paiskim all write that it's earlier. Now where the 72 was measured by Rabbeinu Tam is something of a puzzle. People like to say he was talking in France. In France, it's later. First of all, in France, it's not later. And second of all, the Rebbeinu Tam is explaining a Gemara which talks about Eretz Yisrael, where we know it's earlier. So we really don't know where Rebbeinu Tam got this 72 minutes. He got from the Gemara, Arba Milin, but where it comes from. But one thing is certain, that in New York City, between 60 minutes and 72 minutes, nothing changes in the sky. The darkness of the sky is doesn't change, certainly from 60 to 72. And there are those who have 50 minutes manim, 45 minutes manim, different types of manim. Now here is where it becomes an issue in Bris Mila specifically. Putting aside Bris Mila, Shar Mitzvah Satayra, by the Rabbanons, people are mekel, you can't be mekel both ways. You can't daven Mara first and Mincha second. You can't take two shittas that are contradiction. But every person has people who come from Bnei Ashkenaz have a minig to follow, by and large, a minig to follow Shitas Hagayinim in the Gra, and to hold Shkia's night, 13 and a half minutes later, is Vadei Laila. Those who come from Minhagei Svara, the Beis Yosef, and they have a minig to keep, by and large, have a minig to keep the Rabbeinu Tam's man. And the other cities that had different Minhagim, Minig Yerushalayim, till the influx of Jews in the last 100 years, was always like the Gra, because Talmidei Gra. Minig Yerushalayim was straight with Shkia, and 13 and a half minutes later. And different cities had different Minhagim. Some Sefer writes Minig Frankfurt, even though it's Makom Ashkenaz. But their Minig was to go with Rabbeinu Tam's man, because the Ramah holds Rabbeinu Tam's man. So there are different Minhagim in different places. I shouldn't say. He talks about Minig Pressburg, not Minig Frankfurt. Minig Pressburg is to go, even though it was Ashkenaz, but they go with the Minig, with the Mechaber Ramah, Mogen Avram and Taz, hold Rabbeinu Tamsman. The kid person can't make fun. Rabbeinu Tamsman is many G'dayli HaPaiskim hold that way. The G'dayli HaChrayinim hold like the Gra. Now, wherever that comes from is not today's discussion. For the Rabbanans, you make whatever Shita you hold. For Dairaises, you have to be Machmir. There was, as is known in the mid-50s, the late-50s, a gathering at Rav Moshe's behest through Rabbi Yonason Steif, who raised Steif, sort of bridged the Chassidish world and the Ashkenazic world. They had a gathering of the Chassidish Gedolim, and they were maskim to Rav Moshe, to Rav Moshe, Samer Rebbe, a number of them, that in New York, if you're going to have the Chassidim doing Malacha Friday till Rabbeinu Tam's man, and the yeshiva world doing Malacha starting from 30 minutes after Shkia, there'll be a lot of Jews that are going to take both kulas and be vaday mechalei Shabbos. So they were mekabel, to the degree they keep it, that to keep fish deraises, to keep both lechumra, to keep both lechumra. That's easy with Shabbos. Shabbos lechumra, you keep both lechumra. Here's where it gets tricky. By bris mila, it's not a chumra or kula. Let's first talk about weekdays, then we'll talk about Shabbos. A baby is born on a weekday evening before Shkia, it's easy. Everyone holds it the previous day. After Rabbeinu Tam's man, easy, it's the next day. What happens if a baby is born in the questionable time slot? See, here, on a weekday, we'll get to Shabbos in a minute, on a weekday, the yeshiva world has it easier. Because by the yeshiva, or by us, as soon as it's Shkia, it's the next day. See, by us, the suffix throws it to the next day, which is safe. It's either the 8th day or the 9th day. By Chassidim, it's harder. Because by the Chassidim, we'll get to that, by the Chassidim, it is born in that 47-minute window. But it comes out, according to many Paiskim, it's the 7th day. It might be the 7th day, might be the 8th day. There's a discomfort. A bris mila is a once-a-lifetime thing. And there's a level of discomfort being Seimach on a Shita. Again, if it's the 8th or 9th day, so we're comfortable with Seimach on the Gra to do it the next day. It was the next day. Worst comes to the Rabbeinu Tam, so it's the 9th day. We're still Mekayim Mitzvah. The other way, it's either the 7th day or the 8th day. And for that, it becomes, among the Chassidish circles, it becomes Chalufei Minhagim. In different circles, they say, we'll do it, I don't care, 7th, 8th day, Semach Rabbeinu Tam. Others start to have different numbers for Rabbeinu Tam's man, and different Minhagim, you know, each Kehillah should keep its own meaning. I'm not Paskin, I'm just telling you the fact that it's much more discomforting in the Chassidish circles where it's a question of 7th or 8th day. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or Chaim Daled, Makif, the whole question of the two Zmanim. It's a easy to read tshuva, and if you ever you always get confused about the Zmanim, look there. Rav Moshe says that in the window, Lididan, some of you might be in the Rabbeinu Tam, but Lididan, those who are not like Shkia, that first 13 and a half minute period, Rav Moshe says is really a Svechsveika. Rav Moshe says the Machlaikis, Rabbeinu Tam, in the Gra, nobody can be Machriya. It's already a Suffolk, Ladiris, Till a Navi will come, because it's a Suffolk. There's one Gemara, which is Masha one way, one Gemara is Masha the other way. And those, the answer this Gemara, the answer that Gemara, there's plenty of tumbling. No one today is going to say a Chiddush to be Machriya. It applies to Sofik. But he says the Ben Hashmoshes of the Gra is a Svek Sveika. It's a double Suffolk. Why? Because Loi Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vada Yayim. And like the Gra, it's Suffolk Yayim. So those 13 and a half minutes, let's say a woman doesn't have Sektara. You have to have Sektara before nightfall. So Rav Moshe holds, if a woman does have Sektara in Ben Hashmoshes, it's good enough. It's a Svek Sveika. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, and it's Vada Yayim. Even the halacha is like the Gra, it's Suffolk Yayim. Therefore, in the period of Ben Hashmoshes, the Rav Moshe says it can be Samech on Svek Sveika.
She has to go to the Mikra after Rabbeinu Tam
tonight? After the Gra, it's Ben Hashmoshes. If the Gra is Ben Hashmoshes, then no. It's really Vada Yayim, you go also. By Hefsektara, it's a Kula, you could count it as if she did Hefsektara before Shkia, even if she does it a little after Shkia. So I'm getting to the baby now. Now, in the case of the baby, if you semech on this Svek Sveika, that would mean we'll do the bris the previous day, Tuesday into Wednesday. In those 13 and a half minutes, technically, there's enough grounds to, well, it's a Svek Sveika. It's a Svek Sveika that was born on Tuesday. Not Kula, not Chumra. Svek Sveika could be the Chumra, the Kula, right? Either way, it's a Svek Sveika. Well, it's still a Svek Sveika. Two stardom to say he was born by day. Yeah, he could, like Rabbeinu Tam, he was certainly born by day. Like the Gros, it's something born by day. So Rav Moshe writes that even though technically there's grounds to do the bris the previous day, nevertheless, for bris, like I said, it's a once in a lifetime. It is a karis, 7 day, 8 day, Suffolk, we would push it to the next day anyway. Rav Moshe writes it's stoma in a tshuva in Yeridei Aleph, and he explains it in this tshuva in Arachayim Dalid that a minute after Shkia, we would push it later. Okay, there's no chesaron that you can't reverse a Svek Sveika in a case where there's a logical sequence. A Svek Sveika has a logical sequence, doesn't have to be reversible. Shulchan Aruch is a case, the Suffolk of a lion came into the barn. Even if it came to the barn, Suffolk, which sheep it clawed. So that's a Svek Sveika, it's not reversible. So Taz says that there's a logical sequence, that there's no, the whole reason has to be in the Sabbath is make it taste, do it this way, do it the other way. At any rate, my bottom line for Bris Mila is that, again, in the yeshiva world, after Shkia, even a minute after Shkia, we consider it for Bris Mila the next night. For other things, we make a cheshbon of Svek Sveika of Palm. As far as I know, it was there once. And he told me when he was there, he went to Abel Yashiv, this is in the 70s. And Rabbi Yashiv told him, even a second after Shkia is Laila, is Vade Laila for everything. No Svek Sveikas. He wasn't Samech on Svek Sveikas. Even Bedikas. He told him specifically, for Hefsek Tara, so even a second after Shkia, that's Vade Laila. So, you know, Rabbi Yashiv was Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's always held of Shkia as Vade Laila, which is why today they make on the 22 minutes or 25 minutes, whatever zmanim they have. Because the at least Ashkenazi Yerushalmi is always Seimach on the Gros man.
They hold it's Ben
Hashmoshes. What? It's Ben Hashmoshes. They hold that it's Vade Ben Hashmoshes, not Suffolk, not Svek Sveika Ben Hashmoshes, but it's a single Suffolk.
Wait, 13 minutes in New York.
There's a P.S. Rav Moshe holds that the 72 minutes in New York is 50 minutes, and the 50 minutes would come out. 13 and a half minutes is 3/16 of 72 minutes. Dalad milin, and 3/4 of a mil. So 3/16. So Rav Moshe holds the 50 minutes becomes 3/16, or 9 minutes is Ben Hashmoshes here. I once asked Rav Moshe, before this tshuva was printed, I asked Rav Moshe, I told him I was in a bungalow colony, and they promised me they're going to daven Milcha Friday before Shkia. But you know how it is. People who are not accustomed to being makbid, there was no minyan before Shkia, Saidam Bichidis. There were only 10 and 10 people. I mean, there were more than 10, but only 10 that came to Shul. So they were angry at me why I davened. So I asked Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said, up to 9 minutes after Shkia, I should wait for minyan. Up to 9 minutes after Shkia. If not, so I told him, I'm going to mess up the minyan. So he said, Aloshin, I'm Zezerin Peshim, sent Ir Nishuldik. That was his lashon. That Paishim. So I have a brother-in-law who's a chassid. He said, Rav Moshe couldn't have said that he's in Paishim. Beno Tamsman, you're Paishaya? So I told him, Rav Moshe probably meant They promised me they'll be there before Shkia. So they're Paishim on that promise. You know, I said they'll be there. They weren't.
Did they say who Shkia they would be there before?
Yeah, okay. So, Darach HaShulchan says enough to start, based on a Tosis of the Zohar Dalam and Beis, which we recently learned. So he says it's enough to start, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in that way. He says to get the whole Shemayin Esrei in.
The same is matter of Aaron, by Brisham Shalom, no.
Yeah. What happened? What did he say?
60 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's talk about Shabbos. Do we have Shabbos? Do we have Shabbos? Okay. So I was talking about weekdays. Weekdays, there's nothing to do with this story. Weekdays. What about Shabbos?
I'm sorry, with that, is there any allowance to go even 9 minutes after
Shabbos? Ramosha allowed 9 minutes. Ramosha Bik, when I got married, we lived near Ramosha Bik.
Yeah.
And once a winter man... one of the ladies in the neighborhood had a shayla. He asked him, and he said, also 9 minutes. He said, 9 minutes after Shkia. But you can still do
after.
I don't think so. I think it's after Shkia. We'll have to look it up. At any rate, Shabbos. What about Shabbos? Well, Friday Shabbos is right the same thing. Friday is the same thing. I'm sorry, Friday is not the same. Friday light the... Minigagra becomes complicated. Weekdays, it's easier to be in the yeshiva world. Yol Shkia, and on weekdays, no problem, you push it to the next day. But when it's Friday, going into Shabbos, the baby's born after Shkia, or after the Ben Hashmashas of Shkia. So now we're the ones who are uncomfortable. Because here, we're going to do Bris Mila on Shabbos, where Loi Rabbeinu Tam, the baby should have been gemalad on Friday, and it's a Chil Shabbos to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. So we, Lididan, now we have a discomfort. So Ramosha says he can't do it. It's a Safik Dereisa, the Gror Ben Utam for Dereisa, the Chil Shabbos were Machmir. So therefore, we're Machmir. How late are we Machmir? How late? What?
So when do we do it?
So when do we do it on Sunday. The baby is born in that 47-minute window, or whatever number of minutes you hold. So we're doing a bris on Sunday, because we don't know, Friday we don't want to do it, it might be the seventh day. Shabbos, we don't want to do it, it may be the ninth day.
Even the first 13,
we don't want to do Friday. Well, first 13 is only a mile to do it the day before. So maybe the day before. And we don't want to do it Friday.
Wait till Sunday.
The question is, how many minutes after Shkia could you say, okay, I'm going to do the bris? So I felt, based on the Tshuva Nechsev Sefer, I think it's Tshuva Pei in Arachayim, who says something to the effect that whatever you do on Shabbos, Shabbos is Dereisa, Bismillah is Dereisa, so whatever you do for Chil Shabbos, otherwise, you could do for this. Let's say someone, after 45 minutes, Matzah Shabbos, or 50 minutes, he's Mechal Shabbos. So then if the baby is born Friday, 50 minutes later, you should Mechal Shabbos based on it being Vadei Laila. So Rav Pam told me no. There's some sefer talking about Minig Preshberg, the Minig that was Nikva Pichachmei Amokim. So that's the Minig Amokim. It's this many minutes is Laila. He said in Brooklyn, who keeps the early Zman? The people who keep an early Zman, Ruba de Ruba, has nothing to do with being Mayan in the Sugya and coming to Maskana. Basically, a certain type of people that like to have, that associates Ahara Matzah Shabbos to be Mekayim Mitzvah Avdalah. So people are this Yetzahara to quickly. It's really a special Yetzahara to do it, and it's incredible. Here in Shul, we have a minyan upstairs and a minyan downstairs. They start at the same time, but the downstairs minyan finishes 3 minutes earlier, right? 7 minutes earlier. So the Yetzahara to finish the 7 minutes earlier. The guys are afterwards schmoozing outside some of them for those 7 minutes. But the fact is, there's such a Yetzahara. What should I tell you? So Rapam said it's not. Rapam said less than 60 minutes he can't be Mechal Shabbos. And if the baby is born after 60 minutes per Shkia on Friday, he would be Mechal Shabbos. If not, he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. And to do the bris on Shabbos. Where if it's a ninth day, it's Chil Shabbos. An eighth day, it's... Okay, so that's the bottom line. If a baby's born Shabbos into Sunday, so again, the yeshiva world has it easy. As soon as it's after Shkia, we push it to Sunday. No problem. Chassidish world, who holds that it's still Shabbos. So again, they would have to depend on their each community on its meaning.
We had this discussion.
Yeah, so we're going to have a Reish Samach Vav, a discussion. Yom Tisheni Bechlal, if you do a bris milah shalai bezmana. And if it's a suffix, that was certainly makel to do a bris on a Yom Tisheni. We're going to get to that in Reish Samach Vav. I think we do. Stamazai on Yom Tisheni. It says harayts lahakol yakol harayts lahach v'hachmir the shach the biyuda, but if it's a suffix also, then I think we do it on Yom Tisheni. We'll see. We get it. Okay, there is a whole second area of discussion. If it's a suffix, if it was Beinash Moshes, you're in the labor room, the woman gives birth, you forgot to look at the clock. So now you don't know, was the baby born before Shkia, or after Shkia during Beinash Moshes. So now you have a Svek, Sveka, right? Maybe the baby was born before Shkia, it was born after Shkia. Even though after Shkia, maybe also Reino Tam. Even though Lachos like the Grah, it's a suffix. So the question is, if you add many Svekis, whether it counts or not, is a bir halacha. What?
That's a
b'shir for not looking. It's not the baby's avera, you know.
I tried to say b'shir.
The bir halacha and Simshin Lamed Al Sifhei brings from the Elio Rabba that is a cheskas meuberes, a chazaka de beikara, that she's a meuberes. And so you can't be makel that it was earlier. He talks about Suffolk Ben Hashmashes. He's not going to Rebbeinu Tam. He's talking Sfek Sveika. So Ben Hashmashes, Suffolk B'yayim. And he also has a second cheshbin that maybe it's Kulachad Sveika. We're calling it. Now, I want to explain. Till now, he talked about maybe the Lach is like the Gra, maybe like Rebbeinu Tam. And then Ben Hashmashes is a Suffolk. That's a Sfek Sveika. One's a Suffolk in Din, one's a Suffolk in Metzias. But if you have a suffix, it was before Shkia or after Shkia. And a suffix, if Beinah Shmashis is Yom Alayla, the Bir Halacha says it's Kulachad Sveika. It's all one suffix. Was the baby born Friday? Was he born Shabbos? You have two reasons to call it. Two reasons you don't know if it's night. Maybe it was before Shkia, maybe after Shkia, you don't know. And after Shkia, maybe it was before nightfall, after nightfall. So the Bir Halacha calls it Kulachad Sveika, and there's a lot of lumdis to talk about, but... It basically comes down to the same thing. It doesn't change anything. And basically, we play it safe. And another reason why there are more Sunday bris than any other time, in all these fakers, there would be a Sunday bris. Okay, let's listen to Sifhei and Vav. And here you have to halt kap. Chazal saw the stars in the heaven as categorized small stars, big stars, medium-sized stars. We hold you need kechavim beinanim to be called Laila. You know, teskavim is three kechavim. Three kechavim beinanim to be visible in the sky. Now let's see what it says here. Sifhei im noilad kishahayu nira berakia kechavim kitanim ma'aid. If the baby is born so quickly. You go, nowadays you look at a clock. Once upon a time, there were no clocks. The baby's born, the father runs outside and looks at the sky. He wants to see if they're kechavim. So he sees kechavim kitanim me'oid, yesh lismaich ala kechavim, l'safek lomul l'machras. Kechavim kitanim create a suffix to do the bris the next day. Let me finish. There's plenty of light in the sky. You're on a mountain. There's plenty of light. But you can see shloisha kechavim kitanim. That creates suffix laila. Now let me just finish. Vav. Im la'alter kishayitzi avlad raisha chutzla praiz da niru gimel kechavim beinanim. If you looked at the sky... and you see three medium-sized stars, Yeshus Chamalayim, Shuhu Laila, then it's certainly night, Afilu Macha Shabbos, Ivni Michal Shabbos, Avlum Shoh Achakach. But if they waited before they checked the sky, Afilu Lefi Ashuya Nirulahem, even if their estimation based on the waiting Nirulam shayi yai metas raishai. Ein leam ha'elam ha'shei neem raishai. See, nima l'ches, afilum yara b'shabes. Again, what's he saying? If they waited later, im lefi ha'shi, nirulam shi ha'yai metas raish. Ein leam ha'elam ha'shei neem raishai. See, nima l'ches, afilum yara b'shabes. That means what? That you... Help me with this. Afilu and Avolim show Acharka. If they waited,
and then they saw the
stars,
which means
the
was born during
the day. Elam Hashem, right? You're not Samech on the Cheshvan, and therefore you do what on Shabbos? But you don't know when the baby was born. Okay, I'm not sure what the Mechaber means. However, there were no stars. So, but how can you be Samech on the stars now for what was earlier? How does that prove what was earlier? Eventually, you're going to see stars. Okay, to me, it's not logical. I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Wherever you see in the sky, it's always going to be in the east, because the sun sets in the west, and the east is the other way in the east. It's fine. Now here, so first of all, how do you know what's Bein and Im? So we're city people; we have clocks. Once upon a time, people used to look to the sky, and they knew what they were looking at. They knew what's Bein and Im. If you go out in the middle of the night, you'll know what's Bein and Im, what's Ketanim, and what's Kedaimim. The problem here is this. Besides my problem, which I just ran into, the problem is, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is matmiya. What's going on here? What do you see earlier? Kechavim gedaylim or ketanim? See, kechavim gedaylim earlier. So why does it say here in Sifhei, we see the kechavim ketanim? Why do you see kechavim ketanim? Ketanim doesn't make sense. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Avo bekechavim beinim, three lines at the bottom. The one that starts shach of cotton test. Okay, the shach there. The shach. He brings the shach. The shach explains pretty much the way we explained it. This makes no sense. If in sivav, if kechavim beinanim help, certainly kechavim ketanim help. Kedisa perpeis the Shabbos al deshani yachikim the rakia mazir. Sif hey is talking when the sky is bright. Mishamachi kesveika v'daik. So he's explaining like this. He's saying when the sky is bright and you want to be samech on stars, you have to see kechavim ketanim, which are harder to see. If the sky is normal, we have a supik, it might be night. So then beinanim, which means ketanim, are harder to see. So when the sky is bright, you need ketanim. And when the sky is normal, so you can be samech on beinanim, which is fine. The problem is the shachs of cotton tests kechavim ketanim oid dafka mishum shem ketanim oid ain l'smech aleim lomol b'shabbos dafka ketanim the kechavim ketanim derek ketanim oid ain l'smech aleim lomol b'shabbos. In Sifhei it said kivin shaloi hayo l'shabbos l'yantiv. So then ketanim you're not samech on. So he's saying kechavim ketanim is good enough to do a bris milah, but not to be there for Shabbos. Kechavim beinanim is good. Sounds like him that kechavim ketanim come out earlier than kechavim gedaylim. That makes no sense. So the Aruch HaShulchan here explains, if you're satisfied with it, that it's just a matter of semantics. There are stars in the middle of the night that are ketanim and some are gedaylim. So you might know the Big Dipper; those are ketanim gedaylim. You might know that this constellation is ketanim. When it says a ketanim, it means as it starts to get dark, you start to see stars that look small to you. Which stars do you see first? the brighter stars, the Kechavim Gedolim, are the Kechavim Ketanim. You see, at a period, the Shoyer Kiyah Mazir, when the sky is lit up. So he says, when it says Kechavim Ketanim in Sif Hey, it's the same Kechavim Gedolim that the Gemara is talking about. Just when the Rekiah is Mazir, that is what's visible in the sky. And Mamela, he says that's the... What?
The terminology Ketanim Beinonim.
Is brightness, not size. Yeah, the visibility of it. Okay, the last sif in the Siman is Zion. Yeah, the Gra is the other way. Good. Sif Zion is a simple sif, but I think there's a chiddush here. Negehel Cheshavis. Listen to the words. Ein dava zeh tali b'tfilah. It says nothing to do with when you daven Maariv. Imispalalu mibayid yayim. If you daven the early Maariv, it doesn't change anything. Laila hakol, laila hachmir. Simple enough. What does it have to do with you make an early Shabbos? Because you're allowed to daven Maariv mibayid yayim. You're allowed to make Shabbos mibayid yayim. Doesn't change it. One is day and one is night. You can't drive a car. You're mekabel early Shabbos. Ein davar zeh. Davar zeh means brismila. It's not tali when you daven. It's simple enough. The Gra Sifkat Yud. Listen to what he says. Let me tell you. In Brachas Chav Zayin is the first early Shabbos. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Beres Shabbos, the Gemara says. It seems the meaning was not to make early Shabbos. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Beres Shabbos. Rav made an early Shabbos. So the Gemara says his Talmidim asked him, do you make Kiddush in this man of the early Shabbos? Or you don't make Kiddush in this man of the early Shabbos? And the Rav answered that I make Kiddush as well. So he says, I would understand. If you make early Shabbos, it's Shabbos, period. He says, about the Mesaklu, Brachos Zayin Amad Beis, Oymer Kiddusha, Oymer Avdallah, if you could do Kiddush or Avdallah in the earliest man, Dafka Hanach, Dafka Kiddush and Havdalah means on Shabbos, the Toli B'Tfilah. Kiddush is Mekadosh Shabbos, it's connected to Tfilah. So there if you make an early Shabbos, it holds true. But if it's not something, he doesn't say it's connected to Shabbos. Connected to Tfilah. Mekadosh Shabbos is Tfilah. Mekadosh Shabbos is Kiddush. You could do it in an early Shabbos. It seems to me that this Gra would be a Raya to the Magen Avraham b'shem Ashlah. The Magen Avraham says in the name of the Ashlah that if you make an early Shabbos, you have to be makbid to eat a kezayis of pas when it's vaday laila. You make early Shabbos, you go and you wash. You make hamaitzi when you wash. It's not vaday laila. So many people, they eat hamaitzi and then they get orangutan in the fish and the soup and the kugel and the challen, and they don't eat bread anymore. To be mekayim su the Shabbos, the Magen Avraham brings the name of the Shlah. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings it as well, that you have to eat pas when it's Vadei Laila. Why do you have to eat pas when it's Vadei Laila? It stems with the Gra. The Gra is saying, it's a din in Tfilas Shabbos, you can make early Shabbos. Taisis Shabbos, you could certainly bake. We don't have a pasuk, you can add to Shabbos. Yisurei Malacha. What about for Mitzvah Shabbos? So Talmidim Mum is still thinking about Kiddush. So you pass from Kiddush, you could. But Suda Shabbos, that you still have to do Balaila. That would seem that this Gra is a riot to them. Okay? People are not aware of it. That's why you come here on Sunday morning. All right, Reis Tavak Yimel, Amir Tzashem, next.